Today to lift up the name of the Lord. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, musicians, for blessing us through the ministry of music and song. It's time to hear from the Word of God. And as we close this year, I want to share something that others might consider to be obvious, but I just want to make sure that we do it intentionally every Sunday and not accidentally when it comes to our minds. Two things. The first thing, when it's preaching time, I want all of you to join me in prayer as we get ready to hear from the Lord, that as you hear God's word, both in the written word and through the spoken word, join me in prayer by saying, God, I don't know what you told Pastor Turner, but speak to me this morning. That's the first prayer, because God has a word that can fit every situation. And so many times he speaks to us, we're just on a different channel. Amen. Many times he speaks to us, but we've got other things playing in our minds that we don't hear what he's saying. And so join me in prayer that he speaks to you. Then after the sermon, join me in prayer, because the second prayer is that somebody might respond to what he said. That's the second prayer, because our collective and individual prayer ought to be that God might save everybody. And so you might have someone sitting next to you, someone on your row who hasn't responded to God's gracious invitation to let him into their lives. So every Sunday, I want that to be our routine. In addition to anything else that's on your mind, join us for those two opportunities for prayer around God's word, that he might first speak to you, and second, that somebody might respond to what only God can give. Amen? I want to draw your attention to a familiar passage by now. We've been parking here for the last couple of weeks. I've been trying to go to another passage, but God keeps putting the car in park and saying, no, I've got something else I want to say. And so Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and many of us can almost recite it by memory by now. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. If you're able, won't you stand in honor of the author of the Word of God? Hear these words from the Word of God. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, if you will, we ask that you might let the very words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts to be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Let all the people of the Lord say amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. For a few moments today, we just want to hang these words on the hinges of your mind. What to do with a mighty God? What to do with a mighty God? Church, we're approaching the end of another year. We're approaching the end of 2019. And one of the reasons that we've made it this far is because God has been a mighty good God. He's been so good that he has freely given to us when we've been unwilling to give to him. He's been so good that he has blessed us daily, even when we didn't take the time to bless him on Sunday. He's been so good that he's looked beyond our faults and supplied all of our needs. He's been so good that he continues to choose to use us when we don't deserve to be used. He's been so good that he didn't just bring us from a mighty long way, but he has brought us all the way. Church, he's been so good to us in 2019 that he's healed us when we were sick. He saved us when we were lost. He forgave us when we sinned. He led us when we were uncertain. He lifted us up when others tried to put us down. Is there anybody here who can testify that when you look back over 2019 and you think things over, you're not ashamed to tell somebody that God has been good to you? But then, not only has God been a mighty good God, but he is also a mighty God. That's why the songwriter said, "What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve." But church, I'm sorry to report today that for some of us in the church, God has become so familiar to us that while we have him in our lives, we sometimes act like we don't know who we have. Sometimes while we have joined the church, we act like we don't know what and who we belong to. Sometimes while we have access to resources, we sometimes act like we don't know what we're plugged into. And then sometimes we're so busy living in the present that we don't know the history that's living in us. But church, despite how we act in response to who God is, despite how we act in response to what God has done in our lives, on this last Sunday of 2019, I came to remind us as a church that God is a mighty God. And the reason I know, and the reason that I know that God is a mighty God is because God's might is behind all might. God's might is behind all might. In other words, all might gets its substance from God's might. Because there is no might that can become might if it doesn't have any of God's might in the first place. Okay, let me see if I can come get you. For example, church, people who are prosperous call themselves mighty. And they've got all kinds of names for themselves. They've got all kinds of titles for themselves. They've got all kinds of positions and power and authority in their lives. But don't you know that the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, that the Lord your God gives you the power to gain wealth. Another translation puts it this way: God gives you the strength to make a living. And so whatever might you might have and whatever wealth you might have amassed in your life, it's because God is the source of all that you know. God is the source of all that you have. And God is the source of all that you will ever become in this world, because God God's might is behind all might. That's why the old folks used to put it this way. They used to say that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Is anybody here who's got that testimony today that you know that God is the reason that we are here right now? So God's might is behind all might. And church, even people of faith get their might from God. Even children of God get their might from God. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because sometimes we try to think it that we're so holy and we're so saved and we're so sanctified and we're so strong that we've got to wherever we are in life by ourselves. But don't you fool yourself, church. Don't you get a case of the big head because you got a lot of blessings in 2019, because the Bible says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Bible says that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. I'm just trying to tell somebody that God's might is behind all might. And so since our God is such a mighty God, my only question is, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to respond to a God like that? Here's what we ought to do, church. I suggest that as we end 2019 and get ready to begin a brand new year, I suggest that because God is such a mighty God, you ought to first believe him. That's the first thing you ought to do. You ought to first believe him. And the reason you ought to believe him is because God can do whatever he says. Now the difference between us and God, the difference between us and God is that we can talk, but we can't guarantee what we say. We can talk to one another, but we can't guarantee what we say to one another. And so if I say to Big E, I'll see you tomorrow, I can't guarantee that I'll see you tomorrow. But when God says, I'll see you tomorrow, God has the power to make everything necessary between now and tomorrow, because God can do whatever he says. And so when he says that for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, you ought to believe him. When he says that you're going to be the head and not the tail, you ought to believe him. When he says no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper, you ought to believe him. When he says with God all things are possible, if you just believe, you ought to believe him. If he says that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory, you ought to believe him. If he says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, you ought to believe him. Is there anybody here who came to give God some praise? Because God can do just what he said. But not only can God do what he said, he is the real shout. He will do what he said. See, a whole lot of people in this world, they can do, but they won't do. But I'm so glad that God will do what he can do. Would you shake your neighbor's hand real quick and tell your neighbor, he will make a way out of no way. He will
open doors no man can close. He will work things together for your good and his glory. He will turn your situation around. He will help you to climb up the rough side of the mountain. He will work miracles in your life. He will save your sin-sick soul. He will help you to get through whatever you're going through, because he's a mighty God and he will do just what he said. Somebody ought to give God some praise today, because he can do and he will do just what he said. And so we ought to, when we respond to his might, we ought to believe him. But then lastly, because God is such a mighty God, not only should we believe him, but I believe that as we get ready to go into a brand new year, the last thing we ought to do is we ought to praise him. Not just believe him, but the last thing we ought to do is we ought to praise him. And I mean, if God is such a mighty God, and if he can do what no other power can do, then it just makes sense to me that what you ought to do is you ought to praise him. And when I say praise him, I'm not just talking about a few people. When I say praise him, I'm not just talking about the choir. When I say praise him, I'm not just talking about the worship leader. When I say praise him, I'm not just talking about those who consider themselves professional praisers. But since God is such a mighty God, and since God is such a mighty good God, somebody ought to make up in their mind that you're going to praise his holy name. And the reason we ought to praise him, and the reason he's so mighty, that is that because God wants all of us to know that he is so mighty that he can make things happen with his word. We ought to praise him today because he can make things happen with his word. Because when he speaks, things come into existence. When he speaks, lights come on. When he speaks, rivers start flowing. When he speaks, plants come out the ground. When he speaks, birds begin their harmony. When he speaks, storms stop raging. When he speaks, prayers get answered. When he speaks, sick folk get well. When he speaks, liars become truth tellers. When he speaks, souls get saved. When he speaks, sins get forgiven. When he speaks, miracles begin to happen. Is there anybody here who came to give God some praise? Because when he speaks, that's when things begin to happen in our lives. And church, I'm so glad that whenever God speaks, he'll give you a reason to praise him, because God always has something to say in your life. Because when God speaks, that's when God can make things happen in our lives. God always has something to say in our situation that can speak to your heart. God's got something he wants to say that can make a difference in your life. God's got something he wants to say that can minister to any situation. And so every now and then, you ought to praise him, because sometimes God will say, "Be still." You ought to praise him, because sometimes God will say, "Be still," because when God gets ready to move, he doesn't want you to get in the way. When God gets ready to move, he doesn't want you to miss what he's about to do. He says, "Stand still," because when God gets ready to move, he doesn't want you to miss what he's got to say. In fact, somebody here right now needs to be still and watch God work. Be still and let God work a miracle in your life. Be still and get ready to be used by God. Be still and get filled with his power. Be still and get filled with his spirit. Be still and get filled with his love. Is there anybody here who wants to be still and get blessed by God, because every now and then God will tell you to be still. But if he doesn't tell you to be still, you ought to praise him, because every now and then God will tell you to be victorious. Did you hear what I said? I said every now and then God will tell you to be victorious, because God doesn't want you to be a loser. He wants you to be a winner. God doesn't want you to be a victim. He wants you to be a victor. God doesn't want you to have it your way, but God wants you to show you his way. And so no matter what obstacles you may have in your life, no matter how many storms rage in your life, no matter how hard the mountain will be able to move in your life, God sent me to tell somebody that in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Is there anybody here who came to give God some praise? Because in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And because God has already promised that you've got the victory, somebody ought to bless his name. Somebody ought to exalt his name. Somebody ought to lift his name. Because in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Somebody ought to give God some praise today, because in the name of Jesus, he can wash away your sins. In the name of Jesus, he can dry your every tear. In the name of Jesus, he can help you to stand up. He can lift you up. He can change you. He can bless you. He can save you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? If you believe it, say yeah. If you know it, say yeah. If you're glad about it, then let's give God the glory, and let's give God the honor, and let's give God the praise, and say hallelujah, 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 because we have the victory. Let's stand, let's stand. Let's stand all over the church. Let's stand all over the church as we get ready to open the doors of the church so that some man, woman, boy, or girl can get an opportunity to acknowledge God